we're joined in the studio this morning, Lieutenant Stephen Hansen from the Ishpeming Salvation Army and Captain Joel Arthur from the Marquette Salvation Army. Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome.
Good morning.
Morning.
And, well, Stephen, let's start with you then. When we have both of you in because it's kind of the same sort of thing, but really in particular, bell ringers, looking for bell ringers this time of year.
Yep.
Tell us what you're looking for and how can folks get involved?
Basically, in Ishpeming, we do two-hour shifts. We're looking really for individuals and civic groups. You know, we get good coverage from the different Rotaries and Kiwanis Clubs and Lions and ladies civic groups. And we have, you know, Shopko Hometown there in Ishpeming and Jim's Jubilee on the highway and Super One in Nagani, and those are the three spots.
Those are the main location spots that you do.
We're just looking to fill those so that we are able to raise the funds we need to assist the people throughout the coming year.
How about in the Marquette area, Joel, with what do you have? I'm sure there's quite a few locations because I see everybody everywhere when I go out. So.
Yeah, we have a few more locations than Lieutenant does. We have about 12 locations in our city. Shopko, Walmart, the grocery stores. So we do the same two-hour shifts, but we go 11 to 8, and so you can do it, you know, whether in the morning, afternoon, evening time. So we're just looking for volunteers to come out and just try to make it a family tradition.
It can be, definitely a fun thing to do like that, where I'm sure you have some folks that and groups and organizations that do it as a regular thing. How are numbers? I mean, are numbers looking decent or is it following standard patterns or you find yourself looking for more volunteers right now?
Being that they've really only been out for a solid week, I mean, it usually takes about 2 weeks before you see if you're going to be up or down for the year. But it's looking pretty good. Off to a great start. We're getting volunteers every day, and that's what we really want to have is the volunteers come out, like you said, clubs, church groups, maybe some of the sporting groups from the college or even high school groups. Come out and just do it for your team. Do it for, like you said, we're doing it for a good cause. We're in this together, it's the Salvation Army's biggest time of the year that we fundraise the most. But, you know, you're right, we're in this together, all of us community partners. We do these things together. So,
well, earlier on the program, I was kind of going off on all of the Christmas stuff kicking in so early, but this is one of those that it's okay with that because you are looking to collect right now while people are in that holiday spirit that you're looking to collect as much as you can because it goes into things that are happening right now, but also throughout the year, correct?
That is correct. You know, we want to make sure we have funds to buy toys for Christmas and make sure that, you know, all the children in the community have a Christmas. But beyond that, it's money to buy food for the food pantry throughout the year and for other types of assistance that we would do through our social service offices. And, we do get funding from other places for some of that, but you know, it is important to get those funds so that we're able to help the most people we can.
Lieutenant Stephen Hansen from the Ishpeming Salvation Army and Captain Joel Arthur from the Marquette Salvation Army. And we're talking about getting folks and groups and individuals involved as being bell ringers this holiday season. It's, Captain Arthur, it's two-hour shifts, you're saying, that go for at least about 11 to 8 here in the Marquette area and whatnot. But you're looking for not only just individuals, but groups and everybody that is willing to be able to be outside. Or I know in some locations you do set them up indoors, too, because in the malls or things like that. Well, what are some of the choices like that?
Well, yeah, we have two mall locations, and they're inside, so we know the cold weather is on its way. And so that makes it good. You can be in there and enjoy the customers as they go by and look at them and greet them as they come by the kettle. But we also have those cold spots, too.
Exactly. They are out there. And I'm sure that's also some of the, for both of you guys, being Ishpeming and Marquette, you are probably looking with some of those locations. They don't necessarily fill up as quickly as maybe the mall locations do, correct?
Well, we have Walmart, and Walmart's a great location, and of course it's outside, and it can be quite cold there too, but because it's such a great location, and we know the chain, and they're a great community partner, you know, people want to be there. You know, that's where the action seems to happen the most, and people just You know, that's usually what they want to go for the most.
When you're looking at Ishpeming, you say you got three main locations there, but, you know, you're still looking for volunteers. If people want to get involved in Ishpeming, Lieutenant Hansen, how would they do that?
Well, our hours are a little different. We're only from 11 to 7. We do a little bit shorter. And all our locations are actually inside. We're in the breezeway between the outside and inside door at all three locations, so you're not going to be outside. All you would need to do is call our office at 486-8121 and sign up for a two-hour shift. You know, if you want to take more than 2 hours, you're welcome to do that.
Yeah, I'm
as
sure
well.
That, you know, both of you guys want to also make sure that people know that 2 hours is the minimum, but right. They can do certainly much more than that.
They sure can. Mm-hmm. We have a group that takes all of our spots, so one Friday of a month, and then the following weekend they'll take the Saturday and they have all the spots. So they've already called up and already got themselves on board for that. So that's really neat when a service club can do that.
Sure.
And just be able to help out that way.
How about in Marquette in terms of getting involved? What's
then
the
call
process?
226-2241 and we'll be happy to schedule them same 2 hour shifts or if they want to do longer.
Well, gentlemen, we appreciate your time this morning. I know that, you know, this is some important holiday things. I mean, this is it's a tradition. I mean, this has been going on for however many years that the bell ringing has been done for the Salvation Army. We strongly encourage people getting involved. And again, in Ishpeming, the number?
486-8121.
Marquette?
226-2241.
Certainly take the time to consider becoming a bell ringer for the Salvation Army this holiday season. Lieutenant Stephen Hansen from the Ishpeming Salvation Army and Captain Joel Arthur from the Marquette Salvation Army with us this morning. Gentlemen, thank you for your time.
Thank you.